Never let your emotions overpower your intelligence. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends at Top Think give us help with mastering your emotions and taking control of your life. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to learn about 7 proven steps to mastering your emotions. Now, let's begin. Number 1. Umbrella emotions. People who struggle to control their emotions are often guilty of the same bad habit. You experience dozens, if not hundreds, of unique emotions on a daily basis. Each one combines personality, context, and experience to create a mental state that's unique to you as an individual. Now, despite our incredible emotional diversity, many people group their feelings into a few simplistic categories. These umbrella emotions cancel out the important quirks of each individual feeling. For example, you might say, "I feel bad," to describe just about any negative emotion. But think about all the different emotions that are summed up by the word bad. In this one umbrella category, you've got everything from disappointment to sadness to apathy. Yep, they're all negative, but that's pretty much the only thing that they have in common. They're triggered by different events. They're prevented or resolved in their own unique ways. Each individual word can even be broken down further into dozens of more specific feelings. Sadness could mean you're lonely, but you could just as easily be sad about a missed opportunity or the loss of a loved one. When you use umbrella emotions, you're neglecting the real problem. It's nearly impossible to figure out what's wrong because you don't know how you're feeling about it. Well, here, let's say you feel bad when you don't get a promotion at work. You assume you're just upset because you weren't chosen for the position. But weeks go by, and those negative emotions won't leave you alone. So you dedicate tons of time and effort to ensure that you're picked for the next promotion. And when that day comes, you end up getting the job, only to realize that you're feeling just as sad as you were before. If you had put away your umbrella, you would have noticed that you weren't sad about the missed promotion at all. You were feeling unfulfilled in your career. So, instead of dedicating all that time toward your current job, you should have been looking for something that would have made you happy. Now, this sounds simple, sure, but most people can't wrap their heads around their emotions. It's much easier for them to group their feelings into 4 or 5 different categories, but their brains are so much more complex than that. If you want to master your emotions, then take the time to identify these 3 things. What are you feeling? Where does it come from? And why are you feeling it? This simple step will award you more emotional intelligence than the vast majority of people in the world today. Number 2. Positive rumination. A single negative event can overshadow a week's worth of positivity. After something bad happens, you might feel this lingering sense of negativity. Whether it's guilt or embarrassment, that negativity infects almost everything that you do afterwards. Even the things that you love won't feel nearly as fun because you can't get that negative experience out of your head. So how do we pay less attention to the bad and more attention to the good? Well, a 2003 study challenged 2 groups of participants to keep daily records of their behaviors and experiences. One group paid special attention to the positives, while another focused on the negatives. After weeks of keeping detailed records, researchers measured the well-being of each participant. They discovered that writing down positive experiences has the most significant impact on your mood. Because participants were more conscious of the good, they spent less time worrying about the bad. So, if you're falling down an emotional hole, then start keeping records of the positive things in your life. If you're consistent, you can stabilize your mental state in no time. Number 3. Challenging patterns. If you're learning how to draw, which is a better way to start? Should you only draw one thing, or should you practice drawing hundreds of things? Repetition does have its place, but expanding your arsenal will give you more experience and flexibility. When it comes to your emotions, many people lack the perspective to overcome challenges. They stick to the same patterns, places, and routines for their entire lives. While this offers safety and organization, it narrows your view of yourself. It really deprives you of the experience you need to gain that perspective. You'll struggle to honestly reflect on who you are because you've never faced anything that you're not comfortable with. To build your emotional intelligence, you need to force yourself out of your comfort zone. Travel somewhere new. Commit yourself to a job or hobby that scares you. Interact with a community that's different from the one you know. These new experiences will improve your emotional health by giving you a better understanding of who you are. Number 4. Natural immersion. Sometimes a casual stroll outside is all that you need to control your emotions. A 2016 study found that walking is one of the most effective ways to stabilize your mood. Just like how exercise lifts your spirits, physical movement decreases stress by neutralizing sporadic neural activity. In other words, when your brain is drowning in negativity, a short walk can pull you to safety. That same study found that walking is especially useful for diminishing boredom and fear. If you're not careful, these two negative emotions can consume your life. The more you pay attention to them, the worse they get. Boredom turns into hopelessness and low self-esteem. Fear quickly transforms into frustration and anxiety. Before you know it, your goals, habits, and relationships start to suffer. When you're stuck in this negative headspace, it feels like you need something major to claw your way to freedom. But the truth is, little activities like walking can completely shift your mentality.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.